Next one, love, sex, and infatuation. I experience it, a strong desire to love and be loved, and lack of reciprocation causes tremendous pain. Is this a lustful perversion when extended to a female devotee? How can one overcome such attachment after a period of friendly engagement? Of course, these questions wouldn't have arisen in a society with segregation of sexes and early marriage. But the contemporary culture, especially in universities, insists on intermingling gender equality and freedom of choice, and its influence extends to devotees also. As a result, it becomes difficult to resist the arrows of Kamadeva. So, I experienced a strong desire to love and be loved. Yes, that is natural, because we all have, or we are all part and parcel of Krishna, and our natural constitutional position is to love Krishna and to be loved by Him. Lack of reciprocation causes tremendous pain. So, love Krishna. He will reciprocate. No one else will reciprocate in a manner that will fully satisfy us. Is this a lustful perversion? Yes. When extended to a female devotee? Yes. How can one overcome such attachment after a period of friendly engagement? Difficult. Better not to get friendly engaged. Of course, these questions wouldn't have arisen in a society with segregation of sexes and early marriage. But the contemporary culture, intermingling. Well, if we take the devotional service, we have to understand what we're doing and act under the guidance of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So even in the contemporary culture, although there is intermingling of the sexes, we don't have to take part in it. If we show that we're not interested in, if a man or a woman behaves in such a way to show that they're not interested in reciprocating on a subtle sexual level, then very quickly the other parties will turn off. They won't be interested. So just turn off. Turn on was one of the hippie mottos. Get turned on. Just turn off. That's all. If you're a man and a woman smiles at you, just don't reciprocate. That's all. And vice versa. That's your protection. And people will speak badly of you. Let them. You have to decide. You can't live as a normal human being in the modern culture and be a devotee of Krishna. The attempts to amalgamate the two things result not in people becoming devotees, but in them becoming non-devotees. Because if you're trying to be a normal human being, that means you're a non-devotee. It's not only modern culture, it's in every culture. So better, you decide you want to be a devotee of Krishna and act as a devotee of Krishna. That's all. You have to decide what you want. That's all. That's all for now, because Aarti is at